globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, let's do it, everyone. Our next 60 minutes together begins now. Welcome back for hour two of America's number one travel radio show. It is just after 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, July 18th, 2026. And as we broadcast live via satellite to our now 630 weekly AM and FM stations across the USA, well, it is time for our latest preferred travel panel. Mary, who's joining us for what we like to call affectionately the PTP?
Yeah, exactly, that's right. So today's focus will be wide-ranging on the aviation sector of travel. We want to welcome Renee Bengelsdorf. She is the founder and CEO of the Aviation Collective. Bobby Laurie, co-host of The Jet Set, and he's a travel commentator who's appeared on Fox News, News Nation, The Weather Channel, and other outlets. And we have Mike Boyd, co-founder and CEO of Boyd Group International.
Well, good morning, everyone. I am told that that we're having a little trouble with Bobby. Our Bobby is telling us that we're having a little trouble with Bobby Laurie, but I'm sure he'll be here momentarily, we hope. So good morning, Renee and Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, nice to have both of you here with us, and we'll welcome Bobby Laurie hopefully in a second or so. I just want to set the tone for folks. You know, since we just welcomed some new stations last hour, I want to share with everyone that the Preferred Travel Panel segment of the show, it's our way to provide really expanded time in this program and drill down on macro sectors of travel. Mary and I look at the PTP very much like when we moderate panels at trade shows or expos, but this being syndicated radio, we understand we can't see the audience in the front of us, so we will all do our best to paint pictures with words, as we like to say. So, Renee, we're going to begin with you today. You know, when you look at the way Delta Airlines has grown successfully, really emphasizing, you know, their premium customers, plus how United Airlines has modeled Delta in a number of ways, coming on strong with their diversified offerings for upscale and business travelers, I think you have to be bullish on both of those carriers to continue to lead the way. So then we have American Airlines, the airline that Mary and I fly most often. Candidly, you know, they're a mess compared to their competitors in many ways and in need of some wins if they don't want to fall further behind Delta and United. So what are your thoughts on the big three U.S. carriers in terms of their current offerings and known growth plans? You go first, and then we'll hear from Mike.
Great. Well, just so you know, I'm from the private aviation industry, have sold private jets for quite some time. So when an airline is not doing a great job with delivering luxury to their clients, I feel like it's job security to me. That being said, I think that a lot of airlines in the U.S. are looking at airlines abroad and what they need to do to create luxury here. And we're seeing the manufacturers step up to the plate with additional luxury offerings in the cabin. And I think that one of the things that we're going to see with the airlines, and I know that United's on the forefront of this, is what happens when we move into brand new technologies. So electric-powered air taxis and things like that. So I think we're seeing, yes, they're niching up or going up for luxury now, but new technologies are going to pave the way in the future.
We were just
well.
Talking about that last hour in the opening A block. Mary
the
had that.
The air taxi is debuting to the public at Farnborough. Yeah,
for Farnborough, right. So, Mike, what say you on what I just asked Renee?
Well, I think it's a lot wider than that. United and Delta very surely are at the top of the heap, if you want to call it that. One reason is they've decided treating the passenger right makes sense. The future is not just low fares or, you know, perks. It's how you treat the customer. And if you take a look at United, and I'm shocked at having been in this business starting as a gate agent, if you have a problem with United, and we've had a couple of them, nine times out of ten or five times out of, you know, that many, I'll go online and I'm talking to a real person who's trying to help me out. You know, not an AI person. And unlike some carriers, I have a line to call. So in terms of taking care of the customer is what's bringing people back. And big carriers like American's a little way behind the curve, But Delta and United, very surely, they understand if you treat the customer right, they will come back and fly us again. And now that the differences in costs and fares between these carriers and the, I call it the separate, it's a separate network of carriers, the budget carriers with a few that are left, people are going to fly United because they get much better service. People are going to fly Delta because they get much better service. So I think it's more than having, you know, Lavoisier. It's a case of getting on the airplane and getting your bags when you're supposed to get them. Those two airlines are really leading the way.
Good points. No question about that.
So a few weeks ago on the show, we talked about Allegiant acquiring Sun Country Airlines and how Allegiant's CEO, in one of the interviews, Greg Anderson, shared that they bought Sun Country not really for the routes or the planes, but for the credit card, calling it the single biggest revenue opportunity. They've basically acquired a few million flyers. Have we reached a point with airlines that they're less and less in the transportation business and more in data collection and swipe your card anywhere monetization business? Mike?
You can make that argument, certainly. You take a look at the money they're making with credit cards. In some cases, it exceeds the money they're making from you and me buying a ticket. But I guess that is the nature of the game. And in a sense, we got consumerists that get upset over that. But the fact of the matter is, it does underwrite costs at an airline. So it's just part of the system. But yes, this credit card thing is part of the infrastructure that carriers like American, Delta, United, Southwest have built up over the years, and it's something that smaller carriers, if they want to start up, they have a very hard time matching that in terms of a revenue stream.
So, Renee, do you have any comments on that from your background when it comes to private air?
No, not really when it comes to private air, but I have looked at the cost of operating aircraft, and it's high. It's higher than most Americans or any travelers can afford. And so I love the idea that credit cards are subsidizing air travel rather than the government subsidizing it. I think it's a great business strategy.
Well, real quick, so we're going to come up on our first break in a minute. I'll probably need about 20-second answers from both of you on this. But, you know, we take a look. The World Cup final is happening here in New York tomorrow. It's been a win for America in terms of boosting patriotism, showcasing, you know, the diversity of our country, the greatness of our country. It's also been a boon for U.S. airlines. So how much do you expect the World Cup's going to add to profits for our domestic carriers, Mike?
It's going to be marginal. I mean, it's certainly going to help, but it's not going to be a bonanza. But it certainly has helped. But the big thing it's also helped is going to help probably in the future some international visitation, because people have found out that places like, you know, Indianapolis are kind of nice to visit. So I think we're going to have a long-term benefit from that. But in terms of it being a tsunami of revenue, I don't think that's there, but it helps.
Okay. All right. And Renee, we're going to run out of time in a second on that, so I'm just going to leave it there. And I'm going to ask both of you to please stay where you are. We're going to hit our first break this hour. We're going to expand this discussion further when we return. Our Bobby down in Dallas is working hard to get Bobby Laurie to join us. Hopefully that happens when we come back. We'll see what happens during the break. And then, as always, we're going to go rapid fire. We'll do that together in the H block. So as I send things back now to our Bobby down there in Dallas at the Network Command Center, so we can run some important sponsor messages for you. Stay right where you are, everyone. Today's preferred travel panel. We're back in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
What if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections? Well, a group of doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are excellent. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings. So let's get you started with 20% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, for 20% off. That's code CARY for 20% off at TakeLean.com, or you can find that link by going to RMWorldTravel.com and looking under sponsors.
In the U.S., there's a break-in every 26 seconds. Most security systems only alert you after a break-in has already started. That's too late. SimplySafe.com/CARY is where you can go to see all the features and get 50% off. Using the Outdoor Camera Series 2 and Advanced AI Alerts, their U.S.-based live agents will identify threats on your property and help deter them, stopping crime before it starts. Plus, there are no long long-term contracts. Save 50% off your new system at simplysafe.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The big summer sale is extended at helixsleep.com/carry. A good night's rest sets you up for the entire day. If your spine needs extra TLC or if you want to invest in a cooling mattress for those hot summer nights, then you need a Helix mattress. Plus, they let you try one for 120 nights risk-free. So take the two-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress today. Right now, you'll also save 27% site-wide plus free shipping. Head to helixsleep.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
With summer in full swing, Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics have become my go-to earbuds. And right now, you can grab them for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics are packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and a comfortable ergonomic design so they actually stay put. Great option for everyday listening. Get them in your favorite color. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off. That's 20% off. Or you can head to RM World Travel and just look under sponsors for that link.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone, as today's preferred travel panel continues, Mary and I welcome you back to the New York City area with us. We also have Rudy linked in with us from St. Paul. And this portion of our award-winning program, well, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
While the summer travel season is certainly here and the fall travel season, believe it or not, is just 2 months away, don't be one of the millions of travelers unprepared for the unexpected. Whether you're going to be on a long or short getaway, international or even domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance.
You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it's just smart travel. It safeguards you against so many of the unknowns that can impact your travels. Buy direct, get the customized coverage you should have, as Mary just said, at TravelGuard.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now back to today's preferred travel panel on aviation. Well, let's welcome back Renee Bengelsdorf and Mike Boyd, and we'll see if we can connect with Bobby Lorie and whether he's going to jump in mid-segment.
At this point, the show will be over with. Well, we'll see. All right, so we're going to start. I'm going to go, Renee, with you. You know, we'll start the G block by talking about ways to perhaps save a little money when you travel and also find some convenience when you travel. You know, living here in the New York City area, you know, JFK or LaGuardia are the main airports that we use, but for some shorter flights, Mary and I absolutely try to use white planes. If folks are going to Los Angeles, there's Long Beach International to consider. You've got Oakland International. That's an option for San Francisco. You know, thinking about it some more, you know, we've said for years, consider Milwaukee Mitchell International as a Chicago option. Tampa International, that's an alternative to Orlando International. Even TF Green International in Providence, it's worth a look, you know, for Boston. And there are others. And certainly flying private is a whole other option for you. It opens up more secondary airports. So now the downside of these alternative airports, they don't have the same airlift frequency, all right? But what are your thoughts on seeking out secondary airports when flying? Renee?
You know, it's interesting. I'm working with a North Carolina airport this week, and I was meeting with some executives from that community, and they were talking about, yeah, it's a smaller airport. There are fewer flights, but you can pull up 20 minutes before your time to load into the airplane. You can get through security. You can walk on board. When you get home, you're not driving an hour and a half from a large airport that has more options. And even if it's a little bit more expensive, you're not paying an exorbitant amount for parking or for an Uber to that airport that's a little bit longer away from you. So I think there is some economy there. You trade some convenience for what you want to do, what you value most.
Mike, any thoughts?
Yeah, I think metro peripheral airports are a factor we have now, but they're different kinds. We've worked a lot with Providence, and people don't know that if you're going to get to downtown Boston to Faneuil Hall and you fly into Providence, you'll get there faster than going to Logan Airport. That's one kind of peripheral airport you can look at. You know, for the folks out there in Nassau County and Suffolk, you got Islip. But many of these, like Concord, North Carolina, there's not a whole lot of service with. You've got a lot of service to vacation traffic, impulse vacation traffic out of these secondary airports. That's great. But if you're going to get to Spokane or you got to get to Seattle for that meeting, these aren't airports you can really use, but they're a very important part of our infrastructure. And we're going to see one develop, I think, in McKinney, Texas, with Avello, which is outside of Dallas-Fort Worth. But just keep in mind, there's a limitation in terms of the breadth of service and the frequency of same.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Okay. All right, so let's talk a little bit about airport safety and airline safety. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has been on the show with us in the past. Our team is currently working to get him back on the air in a few weeks with us. We talked about some of the initiatives being worked on to make our skies safer, from infrastructure modernization to air traffic control tools, plane-to-plane communications, training, getting these folks up to speed, of course, the hiring issue, and also the greater use of AI. What is something that you'd like to see happen sooner rather than later to help better safeguard air travel? We'll start with you, Mike.
Well, we've been on that air traffic control thing for the last 30 years. We testified to Congress to it. We've talked to everybody. Again, we've been very active with air traffic control issues. And what's very, very depressing is what we were saying 30 years ago is exactly what they're saying now. We need more equipment. We need more money. You knew that. We have a system at the FAA in terms of air traffic control that hasn't worked. And even though I like Brian Bedford, the new FAA administrator, they're not doing enough to really focus on how to fix the system aside from throwing money at it. But they are dedicated to safety. There's no question about that. But we're paying a tremendous economic hit. Kalamazoo lost potential service to Chicago. Why? Because they put a limit on how many flights can go in out of Chicago. Mainly because you can't handle it due to our air traffic control system. That's the future we need to do, but we have a lot more to do inside Washington, and we're not doing it yet.
Renee?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things that we're facing right now, and as a pilot, I will say it's one of my main concerns, is what happens as we introduce more and more drones, autonomous vehicles, air taxis, things like that, into our airspace. And that greatly is being addressed at an international level, which I love, by ICAO, but I think it's really important to keep an eye on that as well.
Interesting. Rudy, where do you want to go with our panel? Do you maybe direct something at Renee?
Okay, let's think about larger airports. We were talking about smaller ones in a moment. I mainly am a larger airport guy. I live in Minneapolis-St. Paul, huge airport. My major airports are Charles de Gaulle, Heathrow, Bangkok, L.A., San Francisco. Is there one thing you would do to help passengers get through, or help airports help passengers get through security and to the gate faster? I know we've got new, you know, reading your eyes and so on. There have been developments. Is there, if you could wave a magic wand, is there one rule you would change or bring in to make things move even more smoothly and quickly?
Renee, what would you say on that?
Oh, I would put it on the passengers really to be prepared to go through, to have things in outside pockets and that kind of thing. And then also, you know, I'm not opposed to TSA being privatized, as unpopular as that idea might be.
I
think it would bring some competition.
Yeah, I would agree. Mm-hmm. Mike, do you have a thought on that?
Yeah, we've been working with that one, too. The real problem we have, and again, let's be real clear to me, I've flown a lot, still fly a lot. The nicest people generally at airports are wearing those blue shirts with those little gold badges. There's a high quality there. You go to Canada, it's very different, but we're proud of that. But the problem is we're still looking for pointy objects. We're not looking for real threats. We're not treating people on threat identification, things like that. It's all based on trying to stop the last 9/11. And that's a problem. And part of the problem is we're searching everybody's luggage, or trying to search everybody's luggage, when we start to look at more threats. But again, as long as we're going to be doing this, it's going to take time. And what that means is it's going to take time. It better be efficient, and I'm not so sure it is. But we can move on that. But again, it's part of the world we live in today, and we're going to have to just deal with it.
All right, so let me ask you this question. We'll go a different direction. You know, this week we heard more rumblings that Southwest Airlines is looking to add first-class seating. When Mary and I spoke with Breeze Airways CEO David Neeleman here on the show, I think it was back in April, I recall we discussed with him the investment and focus they have on their premium Ascent seating. You know, the economy cabin is losing the turf war in airplanes. As airplanes, or airlines, if you will, they build out or retrofit their aircraft with premium seating options. I've seen reports that post-pandemic, the number of business or first-class seats on domestic flights, it's increased around 30%. It's also very strong internationally as well, you know, which you would expect. Do you think the airlines are getting too fractured with all their levels of premium seating, Mike?
No, they're doing what customers want. One of the biggest successes is premium economy. If you take a look at premium economy, it's what business class was 30 years ago when it was first introduced. Right now, business class is like ultra first class. But premium economy, people want to get on that if you're going to overseas because it's got a more of a reclining seat. You get free hooch. You get better food. You get some perks to it. And you
I agree with you on that. I do. Renee, really quick, I need maybe about a 30-second answer on that.
I absolutely agree with Mike, and I don't just think it's international. I think that it's also domestic with business travelers.
Yeah. First class is actually sometimes not, that profitable. Business class, very profitable. Premium economy, it's usually priced 2 to 3 times more. You see that than economy, but they're making money there, and I agree with that. I don't have an issue with it at all. I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that. So, all right. Well, we are going to soon hit our second break of the hour. That's closing in very quickly. So we're going to ask you again to stay right where you are, and when we return, we will all go rapid and fire. Folks, if you have some comments that you want to share with us on all this, or please feel free to do that. You can always email us, rmworldtravel.com. Just click on the Contact Us button, or you could just go to rmworldtravel@rmworldtravel.com, and that comes to us as well. So right now, we are going to head into this bottom of the hour break so our local stations can update you. The Museum Gallery is 20 minutes away. It's going to mix Walt Disney with the Museum Gallery. That's going to be interesting in a place that I don't know about. But next, we're going to go rapid fire. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
The big summer sale is extended at helixsleep.com/carry. A good night's rest sets you up for the entire day. If your spine needs extra TLC, or if you want to invest in a cooling mattress for those hot summer nights, then you need a Helix mattress. Plus, they let you try one for 120 nights risk-free. So take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress today. Right now, you'll also save 27% site-wide plus free shipping. Head to helixsleep.com/carry or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
With summer in full swing, Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics have become my go-to earbuds. And right now, you can grab them for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics are packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and a comfortable ergonomic design so they actually stay put. Great option for everyday listening. Get them in your favorite color. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off. That's 20% off. Or you can head to RM World Travel and just look under sponsors for that link.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Thank you, Craig Good. And as the nation's top travel radio show returns from the break and we broadcast out across the USA, we are about to go rapid fire with today's preferred travel panel. But first, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
As part of the Hilton portfolio of brands, Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences with more than 200 resorts in places across the U.S. and internationally as well. They provide spacious upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
Wherever travel takes you, find more info. Go earn your Hilton Honors points at HiltonGrandVacations.com or just connect at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, Renee and Mike, thanks again for being our featured guests for today's preferred travel panel.
Appreciate having both of you here with us. So rapid fire is pretty straightforward. It generates a lot of feedback from our listeners. So Mary, Rudy, or I are going to throw out a topic. We want you to share the first thing you think of without hesitating. All right, here goes. First one, I'll come to you, Renee, on this. Do you think kids belong in first class on planes?
Yes. I like having my grandkids there.
Okay, Mike?
Absolutely. They're part of the program. People say that, but guess what? Most kids are well-behaved.
Mike, I appreciate what you said. Listen, our sons traveled with us in first or business
since
they were young.
Yep.
And
we never
had an issue. And frankly, now they know how to fly.
All right. Next question. Is buying frequent flyer points from an airline worth it? Mike?
No. You're paying, paying a lot of money. What are you getting? Keep in mind, frequent flyer points are losing losing value by the minute. So I would say that's a bad deal.
All right. Renee?
I wouldn't buy them.
Okay. Same.
Wait, we don't.
Agree. We don't.
I just got something from America this week. Rudy, what do you want to ask?
We're unanimous.
Yeah. All right. You're flying coach. Do you put your seat back or not?
Renee?
Of course you do. That's part of your room. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yes, that's okay. That's fine. Mike, no problem. Renee?
I always look and make sure I'm not going to hit someone in the head behind me before I do it, but absolutely.
Well, the fact that it is so small back there now, it's probably a good thing to do, but I agree. Listen,
I don't
pay
shove
it, for the
it
seat.
Back quickly, but I absolutely put it back.
You know, I often ask. I say, do you mind if I put my seat back? You know, if it looks like this room, you know.
We have somebody that works
like
for us,
Rudy. I put my seat back.
Anyway, all right. So, all right, I'll ask you, Renee, window or aisle and why?
Window so that no one's climbing over me.
Mike?
I prefer windows, too, for exactly Renee's reason.
Yeah, we'll see. Mary and I.
Same here.
When we're generally
flying,
like
the views.
Business or first, we get the.
I like to be able to control whether I can open or close.
Well, that's a big issue for you because you like
more
the
and
window.
More people keep them closed so that they can watch movies on their phones.
All right, Mary,
All right. Favorite airport tip that you'd like to share with our listeners today, Mike.
That famous airport, what? I'm sorry.
A favorite airport tip, whether it's security, getting there, or whatever you want. A favorite tip that you would have for an airport to make it smoother for passengers. Or
just get there early. Sorry, get there early.
Yeah. Okay. Renee?
Mine is to take advantage of the loyalty clubs, the Admirals Club or the Sky Club kind of amenity.
Yeah, but, you know, Renee, one thing, I know Mary and I and Rudy, we have platinum Amex cards, and we don't like the fact now that they are departure only. Sometimes you land, you have things you need to do. You're not going to be in there for 6 hours. There's no reason we can't go in for 10 minutes if we need Wi-Fi or you need to, you know, get whatever it's going to be. But anyway, all right, so I'll ask this question, and we'll go Mike first. The most favorite. And then I want to know your least favorite domestic U.S. airport, Mike.
My favorite airport? Well, there's a bunch of them. We have a great airport system. The new LaGuardia, I think, is one of my favorites because I started working there. My father worked there in the 40s. What they've done with it is magic. So that's one of my favorites. One that is kind of messy to me is Atlanta because it's just so stretched out. And that train is, you know, it's like the Tudorville trolley.
Well, they keep adding to that.
But
by the way, I would just say, Mike, on that note, before we hear from Renee, that if we were doing this interview, let's say 2, 3, 4 years ago, we would have never said LaGuardia, right? So I love that. So, Renee, what say you?
You know, 3 or 4 years ago, LaGuardia was my least favorite. It felt like a third world country. I think it's fabulous now. I'm impressed with San Francisco's airport.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm. I'll tell you, we were just all out in Salt Lake City, and that is that airport, they've done a phenomenal job with.
Yeah.
I mean, they really have.
I can't stand Atlanta either. All right. What type of aircraft do you try to book, if you do, for flights when possible? Mike?
Airbus A320s, now the A220. Their seats are an inch wider, and they're very comfortable airplanes, although it's not a deal breaker for me, but an inch wider seat, or in the case of an A220, almost a 2-inch wider seat, makes a difference.
Okay. All right. Renee?
I have to agree. I like the Airbus 320 as well.
Okay.
All right. So Boeing's not going to be
I want to push Mike on
Rudy?
Something.
All right. Rudy, real quick, because we got to go, because we've got 1 minute.
Mike, you said you like to get the airport early. At a major U.S. airport, how early do you get there for a domestic flight?
2 hours at least.
Wow.
Okay. We'll leave that there. Listen, Renee and Mike, very nice to have you on the program with us today. Thank you so much. Mike, give our best to Marion as well. We wish you both the best. And unfortunately, no Bobby Lurie today, but we'll have to have that in the future. So, again, have a great weekend, all of you. Thanks for being part of today's Preferred Travel Panel. And enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Betcha, sir. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Thank you. That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Rudy, how quick do you get to the airport?
I do an hour for domestic flights, unless I want to spend time at the club for have a meal or something. But
yikes, we're 2 hours. Yeah, sorry,
or sometimes
Robert.
That's
me. All right, in 10 minutes, Robert and I will take you all to the Walt Disney Family Museum for today's museum gallery. But up next, stick around because Rudy is going to riff. Yeah.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or, as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
In the U.S., there's a break-in every 26 seconds. Most security systems only alert you after a break-in has already started. That's too late. SimplySafe.com/carry is where you can go to see all the features and get 50% off. Using the Outdoor Camera Series 2 and Advanced AI Alerts, their U.S.-based live agents will identify threats on your property and help deter them, stopping crime before it starts. Plus, there are no long-term contracts. Save 50% off your new system at simplysafe.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. With summer in full swing, Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics have become my go-to earbuds, and right now you can grab them for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classics are packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and a comfortable ergonomic design so they actually stay put. Great option for everyday listening. Get them in your favorite color. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off. That's 20% off. Or you can head to RM World Travel and just look under sponsors for that link.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this, Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of the program is sponsored by TakeLean.com. So you've indulged too much and put on 15 to 20 pounds. Well, with summer here, we're all wearing less and lighter clothing. Maybe you're feeling or seeing that extra weight. Well, we've got a simple and easy way to help you look and feel your best. These days, it seems everybody is talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But they work in a way that might not be healthy for your body. If you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects, we've got a solution. Since we started talking about TakeLean.com, we're hearing about great results from listeners who now use Lean. That's L-E-A-N, by the way. Created by doctors, this weight loss supplement called Lean can be bought today at TakeLean.com, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and to curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Now, if that describes you, let us get you started at TakeLean.com. Just use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, and you'll receive 20% off plus free rush shipping. Or, as always, you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, most of us Americans probably don't think of our country as exotic. Sure. We believe we're a diverse country with different peoples, different accents, wildly different climates and landscapes, but exotic? Probably not. For my Rudy Riff today, I want to turn the telescope around and look at America through foreign eyes, eyes that sometimes do think of us as exotic. That occurred to me while reading articles about soccer players who visited the U.S. to compete in the World Cup. Not just the players, but first-time visitors to the U.S. who came to watch those players. One of their common observations was the size of things in America. Superstores like Target and Costco. And meals. The size of servings in many U.S. restaurants and homes often dwarf those in other countries. Visitors could be forgiven for ordering ribs and thinking we have a surplus of brontosauruses roaming the country. In line with that, visitors sometimes comment, in my experience, on the size of Americans, and I'm not talking about height. Approximately 41% of Americans are considered obese compared to 17% of Europeans. Our roads are wider, our cars and our refrigerators are bigger. Look, we're just a big country, and we have a lot of stuff. One story described a young man from Brazil who came to the U.S. with two empty suitcases that he filled with Sephora makeup, Crest whitening strips, melatonin, and electronics, shopping 2 hours a day when not watching a match. I was tickled by a report of a striker from Norway's team who went home with a $750 stuffed raccoon he bought in Dallas. Now, I live near the Mall of America in St. Paul, Minnesota. It's a mall that sees 4 million foreign visitors a year. I know there are lots of flights from Europe, especially from the UK, that bring visitors to Minnesota only to shop for 2 days at the Mall of America. I joined one such organized group a few years ago and watched them hoover up, to use a British expression, all kinds of items. They stay at hotels attached to the mall, eat at the mall, and, of course, shop at the mall. They go nowhere else. The lack of that value-added tax in their homeland, plus Minnesota's policy of not charging any sales tax on clothing, mean big savings for Europeans. So here's my point. We Americans visit foreign lands, find exotic things that are taken for granted by those who live there. Dinner at 9 o'clock in Spain, clean trains that run on time, pyramids in Egypt. In Japan, we find fish we've never heard of on the menu of upscale restaurants, including a particular poisonous one that, if not prepared correctly, will kill you. In Kenya, zebra, crocodile, and antelope are on menus. A cappuccino is only a morning drink in Italy, and topless beaches in France aren't uncommon. We come home, we tell our friends. Traveling that expands our realities is great, but then there's the human connection. An English influencer visiting the games posted on social media, quote, "America's nothing like what the media tells us. Everyone is so friendly. Everyone is so accommodating. I've honestly had the best time," unquote. Couldn't come at a better time. According to Jeff Freeman, the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association, last year no country had a bigger decline in international visitors than the U.S. I liked how one foreign visitor described attending the games in America as having a giant sleepover with cousins we never got to see because our parents hate each other. Will this help a resurgence of travel to America? Well, the U.S. Travel Association's Freeman hopes so. But he adds two things that would help, quashing new visa fees and killing the proposal that would require foreign visitors to provide their social media history. But as the World Cup wraps up this weekend, I'm grateful that foreign visitors met a warm welcome. Even Canadian tourism to the U.S. is beginning to rebound. The shopping is great, but the hands across the sea thing pleases me even more. I've never been happier as a traveler than sitting down for a bowl of borscht with locals in Russia or a plate of ropa vieja in Havana with a Cuban and finding that people to people, we can appreciate each other's cultures and each other, even if our nation's leaders are at loggerheads. Oh, and let me add one more thing that foreigners really appreciated the past couple of weeks, depending on where you live in America and where they were playing, and that is our air conditioning. Where I live in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the metropolitan area, only 2.3% of people don't have air conditioning. Where my daughter lives in Bordeaux, only 30% have it, and Bordeaux is really hot. Okay, coming up next, Robert and Mary on the Disney Family Museum in San Francisco, right after this break. We'll be right back in just a few moments.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, everyone, with 90% of today's show now in the rearview mirror, we've reached segment 10, or J Block. That means it's time for the latest museum gallery, and we're sponsored by the team at simplysafe.com/Gary.
Whether it's summer travel, a weekend getaway, running errands around town, or safeguarding your home or small business when you're asleep, protecting your place shouldn't be a headache or break the bank. While many security companies will lock you into multi-year contracts and surprise saves you with huge cancellation fees if your needs change. SimplySafe.com/Carrie does things differently, which is just another reason why we say there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals, and it costs less than $1 a day. Go to SimplySafe.com/Carrie. You'll save 50% as a show fan this weekend, or visit RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
The Presidio of San Francisco is a park and former U.S. Army post on the northern tip of the San Francisco Peninsula, about a mile from where the Lincoln Highway ends that RJ discussed last hour. It's a historic part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, and it's also home to the Walt Disney Family Museum. For today's museum gallery, we now say hello to their executive director, Kirsten Komorowski.
Kirsten, hello and welcome. Nice to have you part of our national broadcast today.
And thanks for having me.
Well, nice to have you here today with us. So, you know, I spent a number of years in the early part of my career working for Disney ABC, and when the Walt Disney Family Museum came up in a team meeting, I'm embarrassed to say that I had no idea it was located there in San Francisco, okay? I mean, I have been to your city dozens of times. You know, Mary and I and our sons have been out there as well. I'm sure it would have been a good visit for all of us. So tell us about the museum, and although Walt Disney built his empire in Southern California, how did the Family Museum end up in the Bay Area?
So the museum was founded by Walt's daughter, Diane Disney Miller, and her family. And after Ron Miller, her husband, left the company, he was CEO of the Walt Disney Company. After he left, they settled in the Bay Area. They owned Silverado Vineyards up in Napa and had a home also in San Francisco and fell in love with the city. And so when Diane decided to pay tribute to her father, she thought about writing a book. She thought about various ways to preserve his legacy and her gratitude for him. She looked at various sites across the country and finally decided that she wanted to be very involved with the design and construction of the museum and the operation of the museum once it got open. So she found this gorgeous site in the Presidio of San Francisco, 1,500 acres, federal property, a national park, and she thought that her father would have loved this site, being a patriot.
Yeah.
So she opened the museum in 2009 in the lovely Presidio of San Francisco, overlooking the Golden Gate Bridge.
And what a gorgeous area of the city, Kirsten. Walk us through some of the interactive galleries. I've read some of the displays are actually narrated in Walt's voice, but there's a lot of early drawings and cartoons, of course, movies and music. What are some highlights of the museum for visitors?
Yeah, so the museum is 40,000 square feet. People don't expect as much as they find when they get there. So there are 10 galleries, a lot of information about Walt, not just the company, but his personal life and, you know, all of his challenges. Diane wanted to tell a true story of her father, which, you know, he had a lot of challenges, setbacks, failures, and she wanted people to understand that he persevered through all of this. So he started with nothing, and he went bankrupt multiple times, but continually got up and kept going. So we have a huge collection of art, ephemera, and there are interactives, as you mentioned, for people to participate in throughout the museum. But as you also alluded to, we have a treasure, which is a 20-hour interview of Walt Disney. And so he tells his own story throughout the museum. That was Diane's vision.
Oh,
that
wow.
Yeah, Walt would actually walk you through all of his
Well, Walt Disney, there's no question. Wow. That is an American success story.
Well,
and as you said, and what I love, you know, is the perseverance. But, you know, since you were appointed by Diane, was there any impactful advice or maybe a vision that she shared with you that how she wanted her father's legacy protected and magnified by the museum? I'm curious about that. And if there's just something there that you connect with.
Well, she, you know, a myth had evolved over time about her father. So she wanted to set the record straight about the truth of her father and his impact. But again, she wanted to be honest about all of his challenges, too. So her idea was just to let him tell his story and to have people be inspired by both his success and his failure.
Is there anything, an artifact in the museum or something that you feel is a can't miss that you want to shout out for visitors?
Well, we have the earliest known drawing of Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, actually, and the family didn't realize that they had it. And so that was a huge discovery in the process of building the museum. But that is a real treasure.
Where was it? In their basement? Where was it?
It was in a safety deposit box, actually.
Oh,
well,
interesting.
And a relative said,
That's amazing. This sounds like just a treasure. It's a place that we'll have to make sure we get to. So, folks, if you want more information, you can go check out waltdisney.org. Again, waltdisney.org. Kirsten, I really appreciate you bringing this to our attention. I'm glad that you're having such success out there. At some point, Mary and I will be there. We'll meet in person, okay?
Well, I look forward to that, Robert, and thank you to both of you, Robert and Mary.
Take care.
Thank you, Kirsten.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your weekend.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, there we are, Mary. The Walt Disney Family Museum, folks. Sounds terrific.
It certainly does.
What a way for a daughter to honor her dad. All right. Before we hit this top of the hour break that is coming, as Walt Disney would say himself, that's a wrap for today's show. Until we're back next Saturday, July 25th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me, Rudy and RJ. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. Thanks most importantly to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.